Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. As you noticed, I'm running a little late this week. Be advised, next week there will not be a new episode because I will be taking part in Young American Miss International and Young Miss International at in Houston. So I will not be around to record an episode. However, this week we're going to be talking about the Black Eyed Kids, or BEKs, depending on where you're looking at the internet. In 1998, reporter Brian Bethels detailed the account of something that happened to him and still terrified him to the day floated around the internet. These were the days of bulletin board systems online, Mortal Kombat, of having to deposit checks at the bank, and kids being latchkey kids. In 1996, Brian was in the parking lot in Abilene. He was preparing to pay a check to keep his internet on, remember when we used to have to do it that way, when his car was approached by two kids in the eerie glow of the parking lot lights. One had dark hair, the other had red hair and was very pale. They both dressed in sweatshirts and appeared to be young kids. They approached the car and asked if they could get a ride back to their mom's house to get money so they could go see the movie Mortal Kombat. Bethel said he felt an overwhelming sense of dread. He looked up at the movie theater sign and told the kids that the movie had already started. There was no way they were going to be able to see the whole thing if they had to drive somewhere and come back. The boys didn't seem to like this answer, and strangely enough, they kept getting more and more insistent, saying that they couldn't come into the car without permission. That's when he realized something very strange about the kids. Both had black eyes. He started his car, took off, and when he looked back to see, the boys were gone. Bethel shared this story in an email-based group he was part of, and claims in 1998 the story was leaked. For those unaware of the idea of creepypasta, it's basically a type of copy and paste story chain that runs through the internet at sometimes unholy speeds. It's how Wisconsin became the capital of Slenderman and how creatures like the Rake have spread all over the internet with little to no backing. The internet now is full of stories of encounters with black-eyed kids, or as they're better known now, BEKs. Bethel's Texas tale is often considered to be the very first story, but there are also a ton of stories in history of kids with black eyes, so there's not necessarily a consensus on that. Residents of San Antonio as well have reported sights of the BEKs, especially late at night. And keep in mind, we are Military City, USA, so a lot of these stories coming in are people who live on base. Something really interesting too, a lot of the tales have in common is that when these kids come to the door, not only do they have black eyes, but if you let them in, they cause all sorts of medical issues, people end up with cancer, all sorts of crazy stuff. Basically, you get this feeling of dread. You feel like you have to let them in. They ask to use your phone, but it's usually something strange. They ask for something that hasn't been available for like 25 years, that kind of thing. So it's grown. It's gotten to be a huge kind of thing. My husband actually really likes making fun of me because of my fear of the black-eyed kids. It's been a long-running joke since we met. While he is firmly in the camp that BEKs are simply another creepypasta, I've seen a lot of really weird things in San Antonio. So I get a little hesitant to come up with an answer. So we are, keep in mind, the city that has a fair share of ghosts, cryptids, and other things that go bump in the night. Remember, we've talked about the donkey lady, we've talked about Midget Mansion, we've talked about all sorts of creepy stuff. I've even gone to haunted houses out here, like not big famous ones, like small ones in Southside, and haunted children's schools, and I've seen a lot of things that can't be explained away. So I'm not necessarily the first person to tell you that they're not real. So, if a really creepy kid comes to your door in the middle of the night with black eyes, turn off the lights and go to bed. Thank you so much for listening to Texas Slang for Crazy. Thanks for putting up with the lateness. Hope you have a great day. And if you want to follow my pageant journey, you can follow me on Twitter, which is SlangTX. And I look forward to talking to y'all when I come back and letting you know how it went. Thanks. Bye.